That's some radio, man. That is some radio you're listening to. It's just a nice little chunk of surf music. It is 1 hour in already into the Zombathon. 7 hours of purging all of my little nuggets that I have found and playing for you. Gonna start just back with my regular show next week. Hopefully starting to do some theme shows. That's why I wanted to do this long show. For the past, my gosh, 2 years, just been building up a collection of music I think you should hear. And that was the OK Kings. That's new. Mosquito Man. And then before that, those two instrumental tunes were by the Aqua Velvets. That's older tunes still. But Surf Nouveau and Bravado. And then the set began with another. It was an instrumental tune by the Kaisers. And the Kaisers are a real good, like, fake 60s beat band. Really neat. If you want to see something fun, this guy named Kaiser George, the lead guy in the Kaisers, he does these marionettes. And they are unbelievably cool. There's like marionettes of like Link Ray and Buddy Holly. He actually does a marionette of the New Piccadillys. It's really a fun. It's really, I'll have to play that song, man. It's good. Because they do a Clash tune. The New Piccadillys are like his other band. And they do like 60s beat stuff. But they play like music by the Clash. And it's really fun. I might play some New Piccadillys once I get past all of the stuff I have to play today. So it's exciting. And let us see what else is going on. This is the beautiful thing. So why am I always so excited when I do radio? And that is because with WRCT, it is unlike any radio station you could ever possibly imagine. Imagine waking up in the morning, and you don't have to pick nuts or berries, and you don't have to worry about getting chomped by a saber-toothed tiger. Okay. And you can just drive across town, and there's a radio station there. There's a radio station, and there's nobody there. Nothing. You walk in whenever you kind of want to, and you play whatever you want. Sounds fabulous, doesn't it? It is. It is fabulous. And that's how it is kind of here in the summer. Here at WRCT, a lot of the students are gone, and it is just quiet, and you can just have at it on the radio. Very lucky. The community members here are very lucky people. And the nice thing is, and you're very lucky people, because every one of these community members here are crazy music nerds like me. They love, we all have a passion for music. We all do this just for our own, just because we have to. I'd say every DJ on here doesn't even question that they do this. We just do it because it is it's in our blood. And it is totally different from DJing live. You know, the closest I'll get is a telephone call. But when you're DJing live, you have people looking at you. You have people coming in and judging all the things you're playing, or they'll come up. I've had DJ gigs where someone comes up and goes, "Hey, can you just turn the radio on and go home?" Those kind of gigs. But, you know, they turn the radio on, and then I'm on the radio too. So you just can't win. So right now, I'm going to get into the section of the show where I don't know what these songs are. I know I played them and previewed them and liked them and put them aside, but they come up completely blank as far as like unknown artist, unknown track. So join me down the rabbit hole just for un momento, going to play two songs. I have no idea what they are, and you probably don't either. Okay, I know what that is. That's a University Boulevard or Calhoun Surf. One of those two tunes by Eddie Angel. And that was probably the original version by the Ray Beats. He was in the Ray Beats, Danny Amos and Eddie Angel. They were in the surf band before Los Stray Jackets, called the Ray Beats. And I don't know what the other track was, but it was nice. So let's see what we got going on here. Okay, we got that going on. And we're going to get in a little bit of, I'll move that over there. Some rockabilly stuff and some roots rock in Before You Know It. I'm trying to like avoid my cliches, like Un Momento and those kind of things. I don't want to be like, if you ever listen to Billy Idol's show, he says fantastic all the time. It's almost like, okay, he's going to say fantastic again. Then he's going to say, so I'm trying to like, you know, vary my shtick. I'm trying to change the shtick up, you know. And, you know, this is a shtick up. Yeah, it's a shtick up right up. Yeah, right there. Okay. All right. So what else would I, what were we talking? So it's a Zombathon here today. If you're just joining me now, here till 5:00 p.m. today. Doing a 7-hour Zombathon, going all over the board, playing some of my favorite music. And, you know, that's the nice thing about being on the radio and doing these kind of things. It's just hanging out with your friends, you know, my radio friends. Because, you know, I mean, that's the real... Oh, I know what I got to mention. It was around my birthday, and I was very wise this year. I'm getting older and wiser. I got my my annual birthday card from Kelvin, and I opened it outside. Like, I always open my cards from Kelvin outside. Years ago, he sent me a birthday card with glitter. I'm still, like, trying to vacuum the glitter out of the carpet from, like, 8 years ago when he first sent me a birthday card. So I'm thinking, you know what? I got a funny feeling that he's going to start sending me these packed birthday cards again. And he didn't do it on purpose. But what he did, he had Zombo written in glitter glue on the inside of the card. Unfortunately, when it traveled through the mail, the glitter glue disintegrated, and it was all glitter. So luckily, I did open it outside, and I once again avoided the wrath of Kelvin's glitter cards. So there. Another reason, nice thing is doing this right around the birthday too. Usually I know my birthday shows, I'm playing a whole set of The Fall. I might play a song or two by The Fall. They are my favorite band. But so far how many tunes have I got? I still got like 60 tunes to play for you guys to even like get to where we got to be. And I am determined to make sure that we clean the slate here today, that I give my music collection a good hearty hosing. That's right. Some lederhosen. I hose it out for you. And we're going to get in some rockabilly. Rocky Burnett with Daryl Higman. And it's a great old tune done new style. Hip shaking baby. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain on this station, WRCT. If you want to give me a call, the number is 1-800. None of your damn business.
Make yourself at home. The band's really rocking. shaking, baby. She's gonna squeeze me, tease me, do all she can. Tonight I'm gonna be a mighty, mighty man. Hips shaking, baby. She's gonna squeeze me, tease me, do all she can. Tonight I'm gonna be a mighty, mighty man.
Man, I still like that band, The Blacks. There was this band. They were a band out of Chicago. It was like I think originally four people, kind of like husband and wife thing. And they had they just put out some really nice, kind of like gothy, country-ish, kind of like real dark country music. And that was from one of the last things they did. I don't know what happened to them, but that was a song by X called "The New World." And that was them doing that on a tribute to X. So one nice thing I like about doing the radio is like surprising you guys. Like opening up a card that's got glitter in it, but you know it really doesn't have glitter in it until you have it outside, then you figure, yeah, it's got glitter in it. But one of those kind of things surprises, and I do like keeping you guys on your guard. Because sometimes it's kind of like, okay, he's going to play some of this, he's going to do that, he's going to rant like a nut, then he's going to say some things he's going to really regret later, and then he's going to hear his show 13 years later and go, ooh, I should have got some help. Yeah, so there's Zombo's Deep Archives, Thursdays, 2 to 5 p.m., where I'm playing shows from 13 years ago. And it was really fun to visit that. It was a simpler time. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of nice to hear a lot of the stuff from way back when. But needless to say, let's get into some surprises here. I want to play a couple things here that are all over the board. I like them. They're part of this collection thing that I've been putting together for the past couple years. And this is just kind of the things where just a couple groovy, cool loose ends. So let's dig this. Mm-hmm. Ah, that is real George, man. Weird Margaret in Bebopper thing. Nice tune for like a rainy, muggy summer day. That's Miles Davis with Au Bar Par Petit Pack. Man, and Miles Davis, what a dude. What a guy. Like, it. Obviously, there's. I love music. Very, but I don't want to meet any. I never really have. So you could have lunch with any musician that you. Even my favorite musicians, I don't like. Miles Davis was a pretty caustic dude, but man, he is a dude. One of my favorite Miles Davis stories. I don't know if you know this Miles Davis story, but this is great. So Miles Davis, this is as true as the Zombo gets here. Okay, Miles Davis was invited to the White House when Ronald Reagan was president. So it was like a thing where Ronald Reagan invited Miles Davis to a dinner. I think there was a bunch of other, a bunch of jazz guys. I don't know what was going on at the Reagan dinner or not. But Miles Davis was one of the dudes there that was invited to the White House for dinner. So Nancy Reagan comes, and this isn't like one of Paul in the Beer Truck story, where it's this rambling story that's got a funny ending. It does have a funny ending, but this is like one of those things that was really true. So he goes in and he's having the dinner and Nancy Reagan talks to him. And Nancy Reagan goes, "Oh, who are you?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm Miles Davis." And he goes, "Oh, what did you do?" She says, "What did you do to get invited to the White House? What did you do to get into the White House?" And he goes, "Well, I changed the course of jazz and I changed the course of music 3 times, totally reinvented jazz and music 3 times. And he says, "And all you did was have sex with the president to get in here." And that was the last time Miles Davis was ever asked to go to the White House. But you got to admit, man, Miles Davis, what a rough life to be that talented, that real, and to put out. I mean, he got his ass kicked a lot by like white cops and all this stuff. So, but you know, he was pretty bitter around the end, and rightfully so. I mean, I have a hard time understanding racism right off the bat, to be honest with you. I grew up in a completely mixed neighborhood. Everybody was everything. Nobody had nothing. It was really a very, very, a very rich but simple upbringing. Where, you know, I'll be blunt with you. We just didn't know racism. You know, nobody really, you know, our parents did. That's for sure. But like, you know, everybody I grew up with, you know, so I have a hard time understanding all of this. And I you know, and you can't, I don't know if, I just think it might be some people are just born, there's some people born racist. I don't know. I think you learn that stuff. I think, you know, I guess it all depends if your parents drill it into you. You know, some parents really drill it into their kids. And I guess they it's kind of like how they just kind of like force feed, you know, religion into a kid to make sure. And then they force feed. And it all depends if you accept it or not. Bill Maher had a really interesting thing. He says it's like growing, getting those kind of things that your parents try and instill in you is like getting fillings in your teeth that are mercury. I think it was mercury or silver. It's bad for you, but sooner or later you figure out to get them. If you have that in you to get them drilled out and just have like, you know, nice fillings put in. I don't know, strange analogy, but yeah. So needless to say, let's get into some nice Bollywood music. Mm-hmm. So we're just going all over the board here. Got a little like smooth jazz, not even smooth jazz, real jazz from Miles Davis. But doesn't when you hear music like that, doesn't it just kind of change your soul? Doesn't it just, I mean, really, when you hear something like that, you hear Miles Davis play the trumpet, it's just something inside just makes you go, Not like Arsenio Hall going, I don't know if anybody remembers Arsenio Hall had the thing, things that make you go, But there's just some music that really, really stirs you or calms you down. And that there. So this is kind of cool. So somebody must have played some Bollywood on this station at one time. And I don't know if it was me or not, but a guy by the name of Bappi Lahari And this is Superman, Superman. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Nice little pretty Bollywood tune there. Superman, Superman by Bobby Lahari. And this is Zombo here in your brain till 5 o'clock today. It is a Zombothon, and it is exciting. I actually looked at the weather forecast when I was going to do a Zombothon, not the Zombothon. And it's one of these things where it's like, oh, weather looks pretty crappy. How about 7 hours of radio, Pittsburgh? I like that. So, one of the other things I really dig, old Delta blues. I don't know what makes these things, why I like the things I like. I just know what I like. And they go all over the board. And one of the things I'm really a fan of is a band called the Mississippi Sheiks, because it was Bo Carter, one of my favorite old blues dudes, and his brother, and the interesting thing about this style of blues is it's laid back, but it's got a thing where there's an underlying kind of cool sadness. Yeah, like that, like a real kind of beat sadness to it, but it's kind of cool. This is the Mississippi Sheiks with Yodeling Fiddling Blues. Once again, just going to jump all around, and then I got some things coming up for you. Yeah. So this is around 1930-ish. Dig them Mississippi Sheiks there. That was Yodeling Fiddling Blues. Mississippi Sheiks. Sound bowing your brain right here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, now this next section of the Zombolon is going to be stuff that somehow ended up in my collection again, but I've already played it maybe as long as maybe 10 years ago. So I kind of remember everything I play. Is like, oh yeah, I played that a while ago. I play this, but every week I'm always trying to bring something different to the table. You know, and that's why I think that's why the station's so important. It's just like the people that listen to this station are hungry for knowledge and new music. Okay. Usually if you're turning on, like, okay, I want to turn this on, I'm going to hear a fog ad over here. Maybe they'll play like a Simon and Garfunkel tune. I'll click over this station over here and they'll play some like alt country thing that I, oh, the Mumfords and Sons, that kind of thing. Here, you actually get radio personalities, for better or worse, that actually reflect their taste and their insanity through the airwaves right to you. It is almost like magic. Speaking of magic, do you remember who made the magic happen for you? Who brought the little magic into your growing up? Who took you to your first baseball game? How to find the North Star? How to find the North Star at the baseball game? Then it made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt while you were looking at the North Star because that hot dog you had from the baseball game made you sick. And then you, other than that, it was a good time. That's the magic that happens with big brothers, big sisters. That is right. And anybody can do big brothers, big sisters. And I think, you know, they say, oh, help a young kid out and this and that. But it is a multi-purpose thing to do. Why? Say you're thinking, you know what? It would be interesting if we had some kids. That would be interesting. But this is great because you can actually test it out. You can test it out and go, huh, wow, having kids is really expensive. Whew, man, having kids is, this will take a lot of my time. It's a lot of time and a lot of expense. Let me put this on my abacus and see if this is worth it. And it may or not be worth it. So it's kind of nice to go down that road and test drive some children. Take them to a baseball game. Go, ooh, man, it's $35 to get into a baseball game? Take them to show the North Star. Hey, you, move on. That's not the North Star. That's whatever. I don't know, that's a satellite. That kind of thing. So you can actually kind of get a feel if parenting is for you. I know it is not for me. I do not like kids by any stretch of the imagination. Even other people's kids. Oh, I like other people's kids. I didn't like that. I get weird around kids. I get nervous. Because I can say, oh, here, hold this baby. I'm like, I'm going to drop it. It's going to, like, I can't do this. You know, whenever I ever see someone's got a kid or something, I don't talk to them. That's the other thing that gets me. People that talk to kids like little babies. I talk to them like an adult. I say, hey, what do you think about that situation going on in the Ukraine, Junior? And, you know, it's nice to get their input on it. Rather than go, do you want to go for ridesies in the car? That's why that's another thing. I see these parents and they just dote over their kids and they talk baby talk to them. Talk to them like a small adult. They're going to grow up really, you know, confused, you know. They're going for their job interview and they're going to, am I going to go ridesies? No, you're not going to go ridesies. Get in that truck. And move those boxes.
What else we got here?
Digital literacy. Okay, what do we got here? There's lots of jobs and lots of skills and lots of stuff you can do online. Surprise, Gomer Pyle. EveryoneOn.org. They'll find free internet training classes. So there you go with that. Mm-hmm. Saturday Light Brigade. Acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and performances. The show that brings your weekend to a good start. I think this show gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday morning. I see your week. For me, the weekend starts at 10 o'clock on Friday. Mentally, everybody's weekend starts Friday morning. Because you're just like, okay, got Friday happening here. Turn some Zombo on. And I'm gonna be with you until quitting time, unless your quitting time is past 5 o'clock. I don't even know who does like the 9 to 5 anymore. It's always these weird hours. Okay, let's go into some things now. I got one more promo. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show. How about that? We got a uniquely curated radio show. Mixed and presented live. Hey, how about that? By scholar practitioner. Who in the heck is this dude? Dr. Oscar Radoli. I'll be darned. He's a scholar. Dr. Orsi's Tembo Sound Show. I might have to listen to that. I can use some education. Saturdays, 8 to 10. How do you get the good stuff? 8 to 10 on Saturdays. Man. Whew. I got better things to do on Saturday night. Sorry, 8 o'clock. Listen to the radio. Mm-mm. That's why I do this show Friday from like 10. I don't know, these guys that do these weekend shows. I'm sorry, man, but I got a life. So we're going to do we, me, you. We're going to listen. This is some older stuff that just kind of happened to stumble into the whole Zombo pile of things I have to play today. Things I've been collecting for the past couple years that have not fit into any theme show, and we're going to finish them out today. This is a great duo from Sweden, and they're called Stereo Space Sounds Unlimited. Stereophonic Space Sounds Unlimited. Groovy tune, Johnny Mars. All right, kind of like a little takeoff on you know, Johnny Marr from the Smiths, I Wrecked Them. WRCT in your brain. We'll be right back. That to me is like perfect, perfect surf tune, perfect instrumental there. Ginchy. And I've heard a bunch of different bands, even the Ventures, play Ginchy. And none of those people capture like the spunk and the sweetness of that tune. Before that, we heard Wizzo doing a Poupée de Sang, Poupée de Cire. Puppet of Wax, Puppet of Song, written by Serge Gainsbourg for Franz Gall. And that was a neat little punk rock version of that. And you know, whenever I hear Ginchy, it's only a minute and 44 seconds long. It's such a great, perfect little instrumental that it has to be played twice in your brain. VRCT?
Yeah!
So nice. And that's usually how I listen to music. When I find something I like, I usually play it two or three or four times in a row. And it just, especially songs that are like shorter. Like, wow, I want to hear that again and again and again. And it is very nice. That was Ginchy by the Saturn V featuring Orbit. And a lot of nobody asks me this. But a lot of folks ask me. Nobody really asks me. But I'm sure you may be curious how I find music. How I'll be honest with you, music finds me several different ways. One way, just by always researching stuff, always being hungry for music, and being very lucky to have people I know say, hey, you should listen to this. This is kind of like what this show is. I kind of gather a lot of, it's like gathering fruits and nuts without having to deal with a saber-toothed tiger. And I say, look, I guess it's a hunter and gatherer in me. It is. I just figured it out. That's why I do this. This is hunter, but I share. This is really neat. So I got way too many nuts and berries. Who wants some nuts and berries? You don't know. Well, see, this, because if you share it, if you share it this way, you won't have anybody trying to hit you over the head with a club and steal it from you. So it is a very selfish thing to do it this way. It's very safe to do it this way. So so one of the things that I remember, you know, you ask me, you know, my telephone number when I was like 11 years old, and I'll tell you, 452-3310. That was my old telephone number. Glendale, it was a Glendale, I think. Glendale of 452-3310. But you ask me, you know, when the War of 1812 was, and I don't know. But, yeah, you say, okay, well, how did you hear about this? Well, sometimes there was a while that when I was buying everything. I was buying everything. If it had an interesting cover, an interesting name, if it was 99 cents. There was a catalog, I forget what it was called, but a friend of mine had a friend who had a record store, I think in Boston or something, and somehow he sent us this cutout catalog. He says, oh, well, I'm putting this order in and I need to get some extra stuff. I need my order to be so much. And there was like records that were getting cut out, and you could buy them for like 25 cents or like a dollar at the pretty much $2 or something under $2. But you had to buy at least $50 worth of stuff. So, oh, this band has an interesting name. This band has an interesting name. Oh, and we would just labor through these pages and pages of this cutout catalog. That's where I found this next little bit. And a band that I play on this radio show fairly frequently, a band called Sport of Kings from the 1980s from Chicago. They're one of these bands that just captured like some of the darker edge of new wave, and they did it without any pretension. And at least in my opinion. And once again, this record was probably 99 cents. And I still love it. Sport of Kings, the album Sing Mary Sing, and this is Dark Clouds Moving.
as I opened the door, I remember now, standing in the rain, dark clouds moving, forever in my arms. I remember now, standing in the rain, dark clouds moving, forever in my arms. I remember now, standing in the rain, dark clouds moving, forever in my arms. I remember now, standing in the rain.
Ah, children of the night. What beautiful music they make. So this is one of these kind of things with me where, just hearing that just reminds me of mixtapes. Now, the whole thing, that was one of the best parts of courtship is making a gal a mixtape. It's because I'm obsessed with goth gals. Okay, I didn't like the punk rock gals. I like the new wave and the goth gals. And I remember, like, the ultimate thing is, like, you make these mixtapes of these songs to try and get them to like you. That's kind of that's the whole thing with it. It's so much more personal than I got you some roses and some candy. No, I made the mixtape and I really watched my handwriting. You know, maybe I even typewrited it out. You know, so because my handwriting is pretty atrocious. So I probably typed on a little cassette insert, like all the, and I tried to cram all the information down and not make any mistakes because, you know, whiteout looks kind of bad. You know, it looks like you just can't type well. So I remember making these, you know, date where you date a gal, and I would say, okay, we had one date. You know, I got a little something you should listen to. You got some music. So it was really great. Music was such a great in. To show your personality, or just to show, hey, listen to this. I hope you think I'm cool. I hope you think I'm cool. You know, more often than not, no, it did not work. But boy, did I have fun making the mixtapes for the goth girls. Ah, speaking of how I find music, I don't even know how I was speaking about how I find music. I was talking about making mixtapes for goth girls. But my friend Gary kept saying, you got to listen to this band called the Los Moradores. I'm like, okay. And I think he even had it on cassette, speaking of cassettes. And he goes, I think you should listen to Los Moradores. No, I think it was probably, I think it was on cassette, but I put it on CD for me. And he goes, you got to listen to this band called Los Moradores. I'm like, all right, I'll listen to Los Moradores. And I kind of stuck it aside, never listened to it. Then, about 2 months later, I said, hey, I wonder what those Marauders sounds like. Why is he so excited about this band? I play it and boom, absolutely insane, wonderful music. And I'll have to watch the dump button on there because sometimes he'll slip a dirty word in. But I think this one's clean. It's called Wicked Beat. And this band, I think they were out of Iowa, and they were off the charts nuts and entertaining. And you know I like off the charts nuts. I'm an off-the-charts-nuts kind of guy. This is Wicked Beat by Los Moradores. Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah! Yeah, Harry.
Wow. Very intense. The lead singer's name was Nobody. And he just, I believe he just passed away about a year or two ago. But man, Nobody really knew how to do it. So here's Somebody. This dude actually made it to the top of like a country music royalty. But every now and then he'd do something. So the story behind this song is that they had to change the name of it because well, you'll hear it. Hanna-Barbera wasn't too happy about this George Jones tune.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. I cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me up a big old piece.